Saudi Arabia and its allies launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen. The latest attacks killed 6 members of a family in the capital, Sana'a. Saudi-led airstrikes also killed several people in the northern city of Sa'da. The war on Yemen has so far killed 229 people. Egypt refers nearly 190 Muslim Brotherhood supporters to military court over the alleged killing of police officers in 2013. The defendants are accused of storming a police station in the province of Minya. Cairo has cracked down on the Brotherhood since the military ousted former President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists have reportedly kidnapped nearly 300 Kurds in northern Syria. Kurdish officials say the hostages were abducted by al-Nusra Front terrorists near the town of Dane in Idlib province. Dozens of women and children are said to be among the hostages. Palestinian sources say Hamas-affiliated forces have joined the battle against ISIL in the Palestinian refugee camp Yarmouk in Syria. Based on the reports, the armed group Aknaf Beit al-Maqdis has joined other Palestinian fighters and armed civilians defending the camp in Damascus against Houthi terrorists. A hostage who was abducted in March along with 30 others in the southern Afghanistan has been killed by his captors. Another hostage has died of old age. The men, all members of the Hazara Shia community, were kidnapped in Zabul province by militants who have pledged allegiance to the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Iran's parliament speaker has welcomed last week's mutual understanding between Tehran and the P5+1 as a good sign that heralds the resolution of the nuclear dispute. Ali Larijani stressed parliament's support for Iran's negotiating team. He expressed hope that future discussions will uphold the Iranian people's right to peaceful nuclear energy. Kenyan warplanes have bombed 2 camps of Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab terrorists in the southern Somalia. The airstrikes in the Gedo region came after Nairobi threatened retaliation against the militants for their recent deadly attack on a university in Kenya. The attack left nearly 150 people dead.